At 8:15 a.m., Grace Apostolic Church in Southeast Washington, D.C. was alive with the sounds of Sunday school. Seated quietly in the pews, I listened closely as a series of women rose to recount their personal stories of embracing Christianity following their baptism in Jesus' name. They shared how their lives had undergone dramatic changes after receiving the Holy Spirit during baptism, describing a profound contentment they discovered without relying on drugs or alcohol. One woman shared her testimony, explaining that she chose to follow Jesus' example after reading in the scriptures about his baptism by John the Baptist. In the biblical narrative, Jesus received the Holy Spirit, symbolized by a white dove, after rising from the water. Inspired by this story, she decided to transform her life and sought baptism, believing that receiving the Holy Spirit would inspire her to desire and fulfill God's will. Hearing their testimonies reassured me that I was on the right path to leaving behind my worldly lifestyle, which had been focused on satisfying my desires and had only led to trouble. It was time to embrace a life guided by God's principles. In that moment, I realized that being baptized in Jesus' name was essential for transforming my lifestyle. The path to this change lay in baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit through it. As I attended the Sunday school session for the first time at that particular church, the teacher invited me to stand up, introduce myself, and share a testimony about how Christ had impacted my life. I chose not to mention the attempted sexual assault. Instead, I introduced myself, expressed gratitude for everyone sharing their experiences as Christians, and told them that, inspired by their stories, I would like to be baptized in Jesus' name that day. My rebellious spirit urged me to dismiss the fervent Christians, yet deep down, I found myself believing every word they shared about their transformative experiences after embracing Christianity. From a young age and as a young woman, I held a belief in these teachings. I felt torn, reluctant to abandon my worldly pleasures of life, but I recognized that doing so was a crucial choice between life and death. As I sat in the church, it suddenly hit me that a fierce battle was raging in my mind between my flesh and spirit. I felt the urge for a cigarette and a cannabis joint to help me make sense of everything. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. Bible, New International Version, Galatians 5:16-17. After sharing my testimony, I took my seat again, and shortly after, the Sunday school session concluded. The class teacher approached me and mentioned that after the worship and praise services, she, along with two pastors, would accompany me to be baptized in the church's baptism pool. Though a part of me urged me to leave and go home, I was overwhelmed with emotion and began to cry. I thanked her and said, "I am ready to be saved in Jesus' name." Tune in tomorrow where mischief never sleeps. Thanks for listening to Mia Z. Edwards' Diaries.